Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking. Chris, shrinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those Sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got some rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS one moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before, me slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Real revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn early? Twilight, let's
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Rain with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high.
Burning the town.
Loud as the Georgia.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
I'm listening to every lesson.
Kill them all, nigga.
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat views throughout the month.
Three, four, seven, eight, three, 9825. I still got to put my phone on the right there, charge. We got 3478-3985. That's why I got to be over there with a mute delay button. I know you can hear me. I know. What's up? This is Jimmy Underground Radio Network. Having the present first button. He's back in Move Studio. We try, you know, if everything been coming a little low, a little slow, a little delay, don't blame it on that. Blame it on my birthday. We here, you know, I'm on the ballot. I'm doing it up. I got Condoleezza Nelson in the bottom, in the Bronx. I got Condoleezza Nelson. I got some other guys coming through here. It's my birthday, and everything is rocking. We're going to do a little special honor, my man, Nelson Mandela. But first, let me go and give a little tribute. So I get the mouse back over here. So give me for a second. If you see everybody in the background. Hey, Ebony. Okay, I got it. If you see everybody in the background, we kind of doing it up here. What's up, Mimi? I know you checked me out, Mimi. Everything all safe. I got up early in the morning. I don't know about y'all, but I got up early in the morning and heard the president's speech on Nelson Mandela. It was good. So I'm going to play a little gospel. Then I'm going to do a little Nelson Mandela bio. And then we're going to kick it to the Move Studio and what we got going on here. Let me go on and, you know, I'm GOP. What happened here? I lost signals. I lost everything. What happened? I lost everything now. Where am I now? Okay, now I'm over here now. You, Shirley Caesar, Ebony. Shirley Caesar.
I wish I had the time
to tell you a
story. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh, I have a chance. Well, well. go back home and sing it like we used to, Lord. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on, praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him all day.
Praise Him all day.
Come on, help me. I feel like
praise
Him.
Hallelujah.
Now let me hear you say,
Jesus.
Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela began his life herding sheep and cattle in the rolling hills of South Africa's Eastern Cape. In his autobiography, part of which was written secretly while in prison, Mandela wrote, "I was not born with a hunger to be free. I was born free. Free in every way that I could know. Free to run in the fields near my mother's hut. Free to swim in the clear stream that ran through my village. Free to roast mealies under the stars and ride the broad backs of slow-moving bulls. It was only when I began to learn that my boyhood freedom was an illusion, when I discovered as a young man that my freedom had already been taken from me, that I began to hunger for it. Nelson Mandela's given name, Holy Hlahla, literally means tugging at the branches of a tree. But at school, he was given the name of another famous leader.
When I went to school, the lady teacher, Miss Mdingane, asked, "What is your name?" I told her my African name, Holy Hlahla. She says, "No, I don't want that one. You must have a Christian name." So I say, "No, I don't have one." She says, "You are, from today, you are going to be Nelson."
So henceforth, he would be known to the world as Nelson Mandela. As the son of a chief, Nelson Mandela had access to the best education available to black people in South Africa at the time. Studying at Fort Hare University, where he first became involved in student protest, his refusal to accept injustice, unfairness, and inequality would last a lifetime. South Africa, 1941. In his early 20s, Nelson Mandela moved to Johannesburg, where he first encountered the racial discrimination that would later become entrenched in law by the apartheid government. Working on the mines, and later as a clerk in a law firm, Mandela pursued his law studies and joined the African National Congress, the oldest black political organization in South Africa.
It was when I came into the African National Congress that I realized that Costas are only a part of the African people. That the task of the ANC was to unite the African people and out of them build a nation.
In 1948, the nationalist government was voted into power by the white electorate in South Africa, and the battle lines were clearly drawn.
Comrade Oliver said, "Well, I like this, because we now know we have an enemy in power, and I think that we're going to have a better opportunity of mobilizing our people."
Our policy is one which is called by an Afrikaans word, apartheid. And I'm afraid that has been misunderstood so often. It could just as easily, and perhaps much better, be described as a policy of good neighborliness.
In 1955, the ANC and other organizations called upon people of all races to gather in Cape Town to approve the Freedom Charter, a blueprint for a free, democratic, and multiracial South Africa, in which all races would be treated equally. Nelson Mandela, one of the chief organizers of the gathering, was banned by the government from attending and was forced to watch proceedings from the sidelines. In 1956, the organizers of the Freedom Charter and other leaders in the Congress movement were charged with high treason. The trial was specifically designed to occupy the opposition and keep them out of politics. It dragged on for 4.5 years, and it would be another 40 years before the Freedom Charter finally bore fruit. South Africa, 1960, Sharpeville, a black township in the industrial area south of Johannesburg. A peaceful crowd gathered to protest against the pass laws was shot at by police. 69 people died. The nationalist government imposed martial law. All opposition was banned and thousands were jailed. When it became clear that all means of peaceful negotiation had been exhausted, Mandela went underground to lead the armed struggle.
We have made it very clear in our policy
that South Africa is a country of many races. There is room for all the various races in this country. There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people.
Key government installations were targeted for sabotage. Mandela became known as the Black Pimpernel. In 1962, Mandela was captured, charged with leaving the country illegally, and sentenced to imprisonment for 5 years. Shortly afterwards, his ANC comrades were captured with evidence which incriminated Mandela. He returned to court for the Rivonia trial, where he and 8 others faced a possible death penalty.
The very speech which was made by Nelson consolidated the spirit of the people outside, because it was a defiant spirit.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
When Nelson Mandela and several of his colleagues were sentenced to life imprisonment in 1964, the political convicts were sent to Robben Island, the bleak island prison off the Western Cape Coast. Nelson Mandela was 45 years old when he became prisoner number 466 of 1964. He would be in his early 70s before he would again be a free man. Forced to perform futile hard labor in a lime quarry, the prisoners refused to be broken. Far from being diminished, Mandela's moral leadership and stature continued to grow while he was in prison. His young wife, Winnie, continued to be an inspiration to the struggle.
That day is not far when we shall lead you to freedom. Amanda!
Amanda! Away to power to the people. But the struggle against apartheid would continue for another quarter century. While Nelson Mandela and his co-accused served life sentences on Robben Island, other leaders of all races and in all spheres campaigned for change. Many faced imprisonment or exile. And around the world, ordinary people showed their horror of apartheid and their support for the struggle.
The purpose, friends of this boycott, is for the people of Britain to register on the widest possible scale their passionate protest against an evil and repulsive doctrine which says that a man's legal status, a man's political rights, a man's economic opportunities, a man's social position shall depend solely upon the color of his skin.
But in 1976, Soweto school children marched in protest, and townships around the country erupted in violence. It was the beginning of the end for apartheid, but the struggle dragged on for more than a decade as the Afrikaner nationalist government clung to power.
And patience. Don't push us too far.
In the late 1980s, amid a tide of world pressure, the South African government was forced to accept the inevitable and began dismantling apartheid. In 1990, at the age of 71, Mandela was released unconditionally.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people. I place the remaining years of my life in your hands.
After leading negotiations for a new South Africa, Nelson Mandela cast his vote in the first free and democratic elections and became the country's first black president.
Never, never, and never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another.
For the duration of his presidential term, and throughout what should have been a well-earned retirement, he has worked tirelessly to entrench the ideals he has so long stood for, becoming universally revered as an icon of leadership and humanity.
When I told one of my advisors a few months ago that I wanted to retire, he growled at me, quote, "You are retired." If that is really the case, then I should say, I now announce that I'm retiring from retirement.
But in his retirement from retirement, Nelson Mandela has continued to give his support and generosity in countless ways, creating an enduring legacy through the Nelson Mandela Foundation, the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, the Mandela Rhodes Foundation, the Nelson Mandela Institute for Education and Rural Development, and the 46664 campaign. Through 46664, he continues to lend the full force of his extraordinary talent, intellect, and heart to a problem that faces not only his own country, but the world at large. Nelson Mandela, Madiba, we salute you.
This is Mandela's first television interview. I asked him what it was that the African really wanted.
The Africans want the franchise on the basis of one man, one vote. They want political independence.
Do you see Africans being able to develop in this country without the European being pushed out?
We have made it very clear in our policy that South Africa is a country of many races. There is room for all the various races in this country.
Are there many educated Africans in South Africa?
Yes. We have a large number of Africans who are educated and who are taking part in the political struggles of the African people. The question of education has nothing to do with the question of the vote. On numerous occasions, it has been proved in history that people can enjoy the vote even if they have no education. Of course, we desire education, and we think it's a good thing. But you don't have to have education in order to know that you want certain fundamental rights, you have got aspirations, you have got claims. It has nothing to do with education whatsoever.
Cyclops, Curry Sessler, and Jim Lee. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. The Hill K, Rob, Ty, Allen, Big B. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Sterl, Nick, Beatty, Fred, Lemon, A-G. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Big Jake, Chavez, Tone, Brett, and Milky. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Well, of course, there's me, J-O to the E. House of Love, Vet, Rooms 1, 2, and 3. Kept the fresh clothes, kept cats on their toes, and skeeted on the feet of the skates. Bonafide pros, legends of the yard, masters of the scam and department store card. The cats who ain't with us, we kicked it with so hard, we still reminisce over you, my God. Live without water, slept without heat, but we always had bread and we kept something to eat. And in the real sports, we a with the troopers. The boys had the baseball players, we had the hoopers. And when we said party, you cats better know. The jazz we gave, maybe caved in the flow. In the breezeway bosses, road trip kings, out cold brothers doing out cold things. We got Dwayne Clark, Curry Sipler, and Jim Lee. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. The Hill K, Rob, Ty, Allen, Big B. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Sterl, Nick, Beatty, Fred, Lemon, A-G. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Big Jake, Chavez, Tone, Brett, and Milky. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. I remember doing my thing with the crew. House of Love headquarters 762. After the first summer, we started something new. And right around the corner was the House of Love 2. Had the Taco Bell, with some UDF, KFC. And Randy drive-through Friday night, hooray. Fought like brothers, that's how it had to be. And now for cabarets, man, we getting in free. When out cold come in and y'all stand up. When it's time to roll, we all man up. They knew us in the Union, they knew us in the X. When they heard out cold, you knew it was coming next. Malt liquor tipping, cognac sipping, hustle money flipping, old school whip whipping, all out till we fall out. Get more than you get, get in when you fit in, get down like you now. We got Dwayne Clark, Curry Sipler, and Jim Lee. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. The Hill K, Rob, Ty, Allen, Big B. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Sterl, Nick, Beatty, Fred, Lemon, A-G. O-U-T-C-O-L-D. Big Jake, Chavez, Tone, Brett, and Milky. Now, tougher than leather now, out cold ink, baby, all in together now. Chi-Town, Naptown, Philly, the D, Akron, Cleveland, the R-O-C, Brooklyn, Saginaw, C-O, and Flick. It ain't where you're from, it's where you went. And I went to where the yard was the hardest. CSU, the mighty Marauders. A few new buildings, a couple new names, but they still getting down with the reindeer games. Candlelight service couldn't touch my flame. From the Gardens to Galloway, it's still all the same. Remember Ben Jordan and my man Dave Newton. Dre and JR, I know you up there trooping. Till the next time I see you and we meet at the gate, it's for God, it's for Central, for State.
I'm cold.
Hey, yo, yo, stay sweet. I see you, man. Jack Sunbar, what up, dog? Johnny Walker, Antonio Holmes, I see you. Big Saul Foster, Idrissa, what up, baby? Blue Williams, E.C. Don Crump, much love. Rich, Slick, Butcher, we in there. My little homegirls from out here, what up? And anybody else I forgot? Just remember, we out cold.
We out cold.
Thank you. Jimmy Underground Radio Network. We in Move Studios. We have no technical difficulties. We try to iron this shit out. People start to say shit because I'm running for Congress. We try to iron this shit out. I got Condoleezza Nelson in the building. I'm waiting on my manager and Dorian to come in the building. And for Tima Macklin and some old Democrats. We trying to do a little something. But you know everybody, today is my birthday. So let's go on and get it crunk. 347-838-9825. This is Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network. And go on and call in. But boy, I'm talking about difficulties, boy. Somebody bring me a laptop in there.
Oh, today is your birthday. And I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, precious baby,
birthday, baby, tonight. Oh, today is your birthday. I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day. One you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour with candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, pretty baby, birthday baby, tonight.
Yeah, we here at Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. And you can hear everybody in the building.
Happy birthday!
I didn't want that shit right there. That's the shit I would've want. We down in the mood studio. I need to get another line and see you call me in. I got Mimi checking in. What up, Mimi? I'm glad you're in the building. I didn't expect that. I'm waiting on. I got Dan Devine. I got Uwap. And we're trying to hook everything up right now. We have this little live broadcast. So what I'm going to do is play some music, you know, and then. I got you, Miss Nelson. Hold tight. I'm bringing you in. But, you know, I done ran the whole little Nelson maybe get a little spot. I done, you know, went over a little time. We done had those technical difficulties. Everybody can hear how antsy the crowd is in the background. And I thought I was going to have this new consulting firm in the building. And I was trying to see, you know, they're trying to manage me, handle my stuff. I figured they'd be here at this time. And I'm trying to see how they get down. I was looking for the team of Mac, and I thought the Mac was going to be in here.
Yeah.
For this year, I thought they might be here. And also Jacqueline Lois, she's running for commissioning, but she's not in the building either. So before I come to you, who I got Uwap in the building. I'm going to play some Uwap first. I'm going to play a little Uwap, and then we going to go I'm going you first, man. I'm going, we going Uwap first. I'm going to get a little Dana, then I'm waiting on Puppy Chow Paul to the building. Well, we get a little duct tape, but let me get a little Uwap for the people. We going a little bit. What up, Mimi? Ain't no going down. We got a little bit. No, ain't doing no bad. We going Uwap right here.
Hey, that's McDonald's.
You're going to work for me until I tell you to quit.
You don't own me, pig, and no motherfucker tells me when I can split.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, redneck faggot.
Here I sit, eating Christmas dinner leftovers. Constantly toting bullshit on my shoulders. I'm frigid. Heart keeps getting colder. Solving the case, the truth is getting closer. Shit on these dudes on the bus to your Range Rover. Similar to Jigga on niggas, I take over. Mr. 4655, please move over. Always survive the floods of madness like Noah. White boy goose and your crew, a bunch of jokers. This goes for all of y'all, I'm hanging up wanted posters. Mad coin won't happen until if you get focused. Play the enemy and feel the wrath of Black Sosa. Fuck your best friend over the sofa. bender over. Kids were sleeping, had to sneak out, beautiful weekend. And if she was to call now, I would do it again. Violent bars, so please stop with the grins. You whispering niggas bleed milk like Sean Penn. Eyes to the sky like, God, where have you been? They got kids, instead I kill them with a pen. Fuck all you bitter bitches who can't recognize real men. I'm bitten, a few names will be mentioned. If you cross that line, I will attack, no restrictions. Steven, I would have took you off this planet if it wasn't for your cousin. While all you young niggas wanna die trying to prove something. Fumbling niggas can't handle me. On 131, he created a masterpiece. I ask myself, why the fuck are y'all mad at me? Don't be surprised when I start speaking my piece. Kids, mama talking shit, wanna check her cavities. Nah, I won't do the penitentiary. I apologize for my people, I owe money. Mayday, mayday, they burned down the cafe. Damn, these are the last days. Before I leave, I want my own show, Ray J. Can't do shit, nay, nay. Confused pretty bitches, you can get the payday. I'm so fly, Mr. O'Hare, midway. Learn from me, no replay to sensei. They're mad, cause I have kids now. Like dogs and strangers, bitch, get down. Just Mag and Millie, you motherfuckers are loud. Please, with both of y'all, put something in your mouth. I'm tired of the nonsense, this is free music. And no, it's not convict, out like Mike Vick. Full-fledged lyricist, complicated like pyramids. God damn it, y'all got me irritated. Any challenge in front of me, nigga, I will face it. And leave you looking stupid till they say, go get a facelift.
Thank him for the life that I might lose the night. Hit my wouldn't like change nothing. Always kept it 100, always hit the ground running, just starting. Bitch, I'ma be young till I die, young till I die, young till I die, young till I die. I'ma be young till I die, young till I die. Top down at 83, still pumping TFC.
Gotta get it, money calling like an ex-girl. In this cash game, I ain't waiting on no sex, girl. Since I get it, I be stunting on my ex-girl. Hit them all and spend it all on my next girl. It's funny, money changed the situation. Came home, my nigga gave me an invitation. The stack hunters get blunted and live amazing. Shots fired at the niggas that's giving statements. Real niggas call it out, man, the world fake. Not just them niggas that you with, but shit, your girl fake. That's why you gotta say fuck it and make the world hate. Here's the invitation to watch me Earl cake your girl shake and pop that pussy for me. She be on me. She say she miss me so much she wanna clone me. I tell her, shout it, calm down, you don't own me. Now roll up and pull up, shit is on me.
Always kept it 100, always hit the ground running, just starting. Bitch, I'ma be young till I die, young till I die, young till I die, young till I die. I'ma be young till I die, young till I die. Top down at 83, still pumping TFC.
I'm blowing purple, no commercials, this is pay-per-view. If them grands ain't in my hand, that ain't my pay-per-view. I got that type of shit, people pay the view. Real, recognize real, that's why they salute. Mama said don't fall in love with these streets, but these streets love me, that's why I fucks with these streets. Stay true to the game and now she got me waist deep. She tell me how you niggas been hating on me, oh. That's why I fuck her with no protection. I know she got me, but I still stay with a loaded weapon. And if I die in her arms, I hope I go to heaven. I know my soul was destined, so I ain't got no question. She helped me provide for them eyes that look up to me. And middle fingers to them niggas that don't fuck with me. And hugs and kisses to them bitches that love fucking me. I know y'all do it from the heart for the love of me.
And I wouldn't change nothing. Always kept it 100. Always hit the ground running, just starting. Bitch, I'ma be young till I die, young till I die, young till I die, young till I die. I'ma be young till I die, young till I die. Top down at 83, still pumping TFC.
938-9825. This is Jimmy Underground Radio Network.
I'm sitting here in Moon Studio.
I don't know if y'all can hear me all clearly, but, you know, it's kind of crunk up in the building. We're trying to get everything all lined up. That's why everything is, like, you know, in delay mode. I got Mimi holding on. You know, I don't know. Hey, Mimi, if you hold on, you want to say something, 469, go on there, press that stop button, and I'm going to get you in. I'm trying to get the mic set up now. We got Lou Rock with a live performance. I thought this was going to be one of my coming out shows. Everybody, your boy Jimmy Lee got the nomination for the GOP Republican hooked up. You know what I'm saying? It's me and your boy Bobby Rush. We going to be going one-on-one. You know, the GOP finally gave your boy the hookup. So check that out. They finally gave it to me. So everything all good. So we down here celebrating on my birthday. Dig it. I got the nomination on my birthday. Ain't the Most High good? Ain't the Most High good? Yeah. I'm waiting for a couple more haters to come in the building. They ain't showed themselves up yet. And once we get them to come through, everything will be here. I'm waiting to get some headphones for you so we can be able to call in and go from that point on. I'm waiting to get here. I got my brother in the motherfucking building. I got Blues Man Bim. I got number 5, Dirty Mitt, 55 Midnight in the house. And Jameer. Mimi. The Funky Fresh Tillman 5 is definitely building. And is that a birthday party? Shit, that is a birthday party. So let me go in there. I'll wait for my man, Papa Child Paul, to come in. He ain't here yet. And he's going to come in, lay some tracks down. We got about an hour to go. If he don't show up, you know, we're going to keep 100. We're waiting on TK to get the building. I got a mic for you, mommy. We're going to talk about that and how, what the GOP is trying to do, how they're going to do a little thing. 347-838-9825, Jimmy Underground Radio Network. Me and the Pop Shop Paul. Be back in a minute, everybody. One.
I'm addicted to winning, that's my only way to go. Stop with that weak shit, all I do is go hard from the goal. And they know, cause it's straight sick and the pace quick. So far from flow, cup so far from low. And I put it in the sky, if it wasn't cold, Joe, then they ain't put it in the shot. No lie, little bravado and aggression on my lyrical takeover. Destroy and rebuild is what I'm here to do. Every move pivotal, that's why I make it count up. Google the best to ever do it and you found us. You ain't at the top, you lost and calling down up. I'm chilling in the forefront, pour a little brown up. BS all over your verse, distorting your sound up. While I'm so clear, it's like you in from the outer. Don't limits on my moves, the opposite of a coward. Collect the respect, checks, cash, money, and power. It's much better when you win it, see. Don't start nothing if you won't finish it. We spin the spark, something, and that's a new hit again. It's a whole lot of money I got in this pen. Yeah, it's much better when you win it, see. Don't start nothing if you won't finish it. We spin the spark, something, and that's a new hit again. It's a whole lot of money I got in this pen. Yeah, gotta keep it smooth, cause that keep me in the coast mode. Personal bank, that's where the notes go. And into the business, please handle yearn. Real is the language I speak in my terms. Language of the truth, causing anguish to the roof. Might just slip up, that's all for what I spit up out the booth. At my show, you can stay inspired by the youth, just ignorant. Going dumb, but it's harder than self-hate targeting. I'ma make a smooth move. Abracadabra, it's magic, no voodoo. Just a who's who with a few that get that new news. Might not have reached the world, but I bet it moved you. Better look at the world from a new view and formulate a new you. Cause the world brand new too. You won't be penalized for too true.
That was Papa Child Paul. I don't know. Hey, Ebony. Hey, where Ebony at? I need the Ebony to appreciate you coming in. We got Danny Devine. She's in the building. She's going to do a little performance here. We definitely in Move Studios. It's under the closed location. I'm gonna bring my man MJ and my man GX in here later on. We definitely doing it. Soon we get a little line for y'all. I'm gonna bring you. Little Jay Sean. Jay Sean, Pop Job Paul. See y'all radio network. Y'all love you, Mimi. Love you, baby. Y'all, go ahead. Jump it off. Here we go. What you here, baby? What do you do? I'm right. Hold on. See, what's going on? We ain't got everything lined up, but probably next show is going to be hot. Here we go. Pop Job Paul, Jay Sean. I'm right.
I took the wheel, I mastered gas, now I'm at top speed. Red light, signs and cop cars couldn't stop me. Fast forward to the money, and clock me in at Mach 3. Needless to say, I'm one of them rap dudes you cannot see. So ride out with that bullshit, I'm Shaq City, no bullshit. Took a ride down to the sip and Jay Shine put me in that pulpit. I ain't preaching no, just riding, only with the real we coinciding. Fold me onto any stage and the end result is electrifying. You can't play me like a violin, worth it, oh man. So violent, striving for greatness, the road to the glory. No breaks in it till the end of them, my wheels keep spinning. I ain't gassed up, but my team, we winning. Top MCs just put me with them. Ride this beat, let it be my next victim. Killing it, bet you feeling it. Feeling it, something to ride through. Cold as survival, do the best you can, whatever you got. Make big shit happen, never had a lot. They can wish it to teach, but it ain't gonna stop. Motivating all my people, going get that guap. Ain't how much you get, it's really what you do with it. That's the business, the whip on the road to the digits, I'm in it. And shorty with me, loving every minute I'm riding.
Better be faster.
Yeah. Jiminy Underground Radio Network. We definitely in the building. Jamaican pizza, Lisa came in. It's like my management team ain't showed up. I've been waiting for them to come in, and they ain't showed up. I had my guy Dorian. He's one of the second state committee men for Democrats. I don't put the Democrats short, but I guess they're not trying to sit in with me. I'm trying to build a coalition here of Democrats, Republicans. It kind of hurt. Maybe I might get a good excuse tomorrow. Yo, Sharon, I know you're out there, darling. Your candidate's looking for you, darling. But I got my girl who I'm managing. And I'm glad she showed up. I didn't think she was going to show up. And she popped up, and I'm glad she's in the building. Let me bring her in now. What's going on? How you feel?
Hey, Jimmy. I'm fine. How are you doing? Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I know it's not funny because it's not a feedback.
Yeah.
Right here. We're trying to go in. And I have a lot of feedback sound out there. Let me know how to get to the script, baby. How everything sounds. But Miss Nelson, what do you think about this pension reform bill that passed in this time?
Well, I haven't currently read the pension bill, but I'm in the process of reading it now, and I will have a comment later on.
Hey, walk with me to the car, ask Eric, because it's kind of loud here. You need a bit.
Okay.
Now, move to Love Sexy Move Studio. I'm trying to see if I can get it kind of calm and quiet before we got feedback, Eric, stuff like that. So we're in another section of Move Studio with the studio and everything live there. And I got the lovely. And Miss Connelly and Nelson is one of the pitch. That's the best. House District, and she's going to tell why she should be elected. Why should she be elected?
Well, for one, it's time for the incumbent to go. She's done nothing more than receive a paycheck. Unlike me, I'm a hardworking person, a mother of five children, so I understand the importance of education. I currently work as a general manager. I just finished school at Computer Systems Institute. Get straight A's. Dean's list. So trust me, I know the importance of education.
That's good.
I also want to help the people in my district, not only with as far as their education, but help them with home ownership, help them with not only starting new careers, but starting new businesses, or if they have businesses, to help grow that business.
Well, that's great. Hold on. Am I on? This is kind of live. I hear myself through your phone because it's so set up. That I just screwed on my button. It's still. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Right. That means everybody can hear because the mic is good. That's a good mic.
Okay.
Right. So I keep my muted, and we go from there. And can you hear me in your earphones?
Now I can.
You can't. Well, I go back here.
Okay. Now I can hear you.
Not a problem. Out of mute. Did you ever hear me, Ebony? How about this? Does it sound double now?
No.
But can you hear me? Okay, so this is what I do. Say it again.
Hello?
What about now?
Is it double?
Is it out? Okay.
Okay.
So right here. Hey, everybody out on the ground. We're trying something new. We're trying live and interviewing. And it's my birthday. Right. They put all that in one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to work it out. We got DX. Who else we got here, Ebony? Who else we got, Ebony?
Dana, Uwa.
No, the other guy with DX.
MJ.
We got Dana. We got Uwa. I got Prophet Child Party coming in. Time is running out. We're trying to get Prophet Child Party. Miss Nelson.
Yeah.
What do you think about the governor's candidate? The candidate's running for governor. What do you think about those guys? I'm not asking for no endorsement, but if you can critique the individual candidate, I'd like to know which one, how you can dress though.
Well, thank you for giving me on the spot with that one. I've enjoyed meeting all four candidates for the Republican nomination. I've met Kurt Dillard, Bill Brady, Bruce Warner, and Darren Rutherford. I've been in multiple events for all four. And I can honestly say that I feel that all four are very good. I feel that all four are very good candidates. I feel that Bruce and Bill would be more stern when they're dealing with the state of Illinois. I feel that Dan Rutherford and Kurt Dillard would be more personable, more approachable. Dan especially is more like, I'm like you type person. You know, I'm just like you. I'm not big business. I'm not for corporation. I don't feel that any of them are for just, you know, for corporation. I feel that they are for building corporations and growing our state, but I don't feel that they're just all about the making money for themselves, you know. But oh, they're awesome people. They're awesome.
Okay. It's the 10th of December. Today's the day when everyone knows where they stand.
Yeah.
Laws on the ballot, on the petitions. Where are you standing at right now?
Well, I'm currently on the ballot. I was on the ballot. I've been on the ballot since the 2nd of December. Actually, you, as being my campaign manager, which is an awesome thing.
Appreciate
you
that.
You are a very awesome campaign manager. And you keep me in line. You check me and call me on everything.
All right.
You know, I appreciate it. You're guiding me in the best direction. But from what I know is that there was an article in the Illinois Review online. And Committeeman Chris Cleveland, he was, not just him, but the whole Chicago GOP is ecstatic about being able to not only vet 18 great candidates, but to be able to get 18 great candidates on the ballot. That was the most important thing. And because of him saying that, saying so, the very next day, instead of Mike Madigan having his people, who are the incumbents, run a campaign against us, they just automatically threw money at it. So they sent lawyers to try to get, they're trying to knock everyone off the ballot because they're scared, because they're not used to that. They're used to it being about 2 to 3 people getting on the ballot and then everyone else after March being slated and just placed into those positions to run. So they got a little scared, and it's okay, you know.
So where are you standing right now?
Right now, they're trying to challenge my signatures. which is okay. It's fine. You challenge them. There's nothing wrong with them. They're good, great. I actually had my walking sheep, went home to home. I got most of them like that. I got a few at the train station, but the majority of my signatures came from the walking sheep.
How is the party dealing with you in this aspect of this challenge?
Well, the party was ecstatic about my candidacy. They want me to be on the ballot. They want me to run. They want me to be the Republican nominee for the 6th House District. And because of that, I'm getting assistance from the Chicago GOP and other parties. They're assisting me with representation to help me stay on the ballot and I'm also challenging the incumbent.
Are you now?
Yeah, I'm challenging the incumbent.
Okay.
Because it is strange how the Democrats in the state of Illinois are kind of using almost the same things, same name every single term. So that's a little strange for me. There's a real variation, really.
So do you think that you're going to be able to challenge Esther Golov?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Midnight, could you have me hit the song button and I can know it from my ear if we go and go.
Record so long.
It's okay. Right.
Keep it moving. I don't know what time we're looking at. We got Miss Nelson in the Move Studios here. She's the Underground Radio Network. And we're trying to make sure that she stays on the ballot and has everything running. Ebony, can we hit it now?
We all look for miracles each and every day. A quick fix that will temporarily carry us away. Each of us has questions about the road that we should take. Cause we know there's a consequence for the choices that we make.
Take care of the rest. No, nobody can't.
You don't know what no disrespect is. You do authority, you should not be threatened. You don't know.
You don't know.
My cousin, can't fool of them niggas, got a handful of them triggers. Blah 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 blah. Rainstorming your niggas, sees the green, I best the trail. Mistreated, he got me back, he bar for bar. Next for that, cue the question, girl, roger that. Respect this slow, but I check your hoe. When a nigga bad with the decimals, no X and O's. Probably next thing up off on that web episode. I made it, I hate it, I'm overrated. I'm famous, I let the greatest debate it. Lyrically, I'm in the matrix, cause I'm the one. Yeah, Q. Ain't nothing more to it. Put some more beat on that joint.
Hey, she lied to, okay, thank you. All right, then you lied to right now. We're at the Move Studio with Dana. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Let me make sure. Hey, Ebony. Hey, Ebony. Can you hear me? You hear Dana? But there we go then. I can't complain. Well, thank you very kindly. I appreciate that.
All your people came out for you, y'all.
Surprise, surprise. Well, not all my people. I have some management team. I think they're going to come out and see what's going on. You know, because today, honestly, today's the day the game starts for all politicians, you know. And I'm on the ballot. No opponent. So, I mean, I want my nomination already. A lot of people got challenged. Ms. Nelson here, she's being challenged right now. A lot of Democrats being challenged. And my management team right now, they're dealing with Democrats. So I brought them on in my squad so they can recruit more Democrats to my cause. So I'm on this split the ticket. Unite the, you know, we need power on both sides. So now that I've obtained the nomination, it's easy for me to go to the Democratic Party for 11 months and show them why. You see, the Republicans are a minority, the citizen and Democrats are a minority. The minority means nothing can happen. You see, somebody's the majority and see what can happen. So, I done made me a little merge with Democrats and Republicans. The Dems didn't show up.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Right, right, right. You got to make something happen. The Dems didn't show up. One Republican showed up.
Got to
work together. Guys, listen, because I can't, I can't win a nomination, Dana Ross, without Democrat voters. You know what I'm saying? So I got the Republicans already in my back pocket. They feel me already. Decided to let Jimmy Lee have it. So, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm representing the GOP. I'm not a candidate. I'm the nominee. So they give me a chance right now, between now and November, to raise funds to attack Bobby Russ. Well, I think
well,
it's going.
Let's ask the hard question.
What's the hard question, Mommy?
The hard question is, have you always been a Republican?
I've been like every black person that's been out voting. I've been independent because I never really paid no dues to a Democratic organization that would make me a card-carrying Democratic member. Like 85% of the black population, they ain't giving no money up to no party to be a Democrat. They decided to vote that way because someone told them to vote that way. But once upon a time, before Adam Clayton Powell, he voted Republican. The Adam Clayton Powell was so lied because at the time, the Republicans were backing civil rights issues, and Adam Clayton Powell, the first Negro to go Democrat and make all of us, why we Democrats now. He did that move at the time of change and transition.
I will say that my great grandfather was from Maine. They voted straight Republican.
Okay. Well, you know, because there was a part that freed slaves. They freed slaves. And you look at all the, February, we good. February, I was hoping to have a Black Republican History Month, and so all the accomplishments that African Americans from the 19th to the 20th to the 21st century, how we accomplished them, and most of them have been the Republicans. Cesar Partee, Second War, Chicago, Illinois, the first Black congressman elected after Reconstruction in the North.
Who's that?
Cesar Partee. Republican. Ed Brooks, the Brooks Law, why people get low-income housing, why women get Title 19.
So Partee was a Republican?
Yes, he was. The great Partee, right. Yeah, Ed Brooks said the Brooks Law to make sure that people can get low-income housing based off their rent and Title 19 and to make sure women can file their own. I mean, there's a lot of, if people look at what blacks have accomplished in the Republican Party, I ain't going to go on my girl. I ain't gonna go on my girl Condoleezza Rice. I ain't gonna go on my girl on my man Colin Powell. I ain't gonna go on, you know, Booker T, W.E.B., Martin Luther King, Mondellani, all the great black leaders that we admire during African American History Month. Over 98% of them. So
what's your strategy?
Well, I hate to put my strategy out there. Oh, nobody.
Don't do it.
Because I just need to be cocky and conceited. And if my management team was here, then I won't be cocky and conceited as you might think I'll be. But my strategy right now is to convince the Democrats that we need to have power. Thank you very kindly. Danny, give me a speech, everybody. Power on both sides of the aisle,
if you feel that it is in the African American community's best interest to send a politician in the minority, meaning that there's probably no chance of any resources coming back, then you will look at it slightly as someone, as a political strategist, let's send somebody that we know has our best interest to the minority, the majority, to be able to bring resources back. Every culture, every ethnic race, my lady, has politicians on both sides of the aisle, but black. We're the only one that just stay on one side. And I ain't shitting on Obama. I ain't dissing Obama. But here we are in the age of Obama, and the Voting Rights Act of 1965 had knocked down, and not one Democrat, black Democrat, stood up and say, let me try to fix this. And the problem is, Dana, because in the Democratic manifesto, when the Voting Rights Act came up, they was against it regardless of the fact. It was a Republican passed bill. So in the Democratic plan, they never ever wanted that bill to be passed regardless. And that's why you hear not even a black Democrat or any Democrat make a complaint that the conservative Supreme Court struck it down. Now, the reason why they struck it down was because they wouldn't want the Congress to define it. Is this a black law or this is a law for everybody? When we, of students of history, know that it was a black law because blacks did not have the right to vote. Not a minority, Hispanic, Asian law. So by them striking it down, they say, make it plain and clear. Is it a black law or is it a minority law? But the Democratic Congress have not ruled in on it. And that's our rights being chipped away while we're not even paying attention.
Well, we have, you give me a link.
Yeah, there you go, Dan.
Is there any way we can donate to your campaign?
Well, right now, it is difficult for me. It is difficult. I've not established me a committee, because honestly, I was waiting to see if the GOP was going to swim somebody against me, and I ain't fronting everybody. I've been dilly-dallying, but today my birthday, and tomorrow my campaign donation will be up, and you will be able to send Jimmy Lee to D.C. by 2014, so tell everybody you can send Jimmy to D.C. Stay waiting on you. Stay when you gave me. Stay waiting on you. Nah. Nah, see, Dan is refusing a regifter. You know a regifter is somebody give you a gift, and then he gives the gift away. Then they gave me a slice of pizza, and I have a slice of pizza right here waiting on Dana right now. And it's right here for, and hate that I regifted the gift of the pizza that she's just giving me. But that's what we have it. Dana, you on, you're doing big things, you're on GCI.
No, my life is not as cheap as yours.
Ah.
I got Dana
from
DC on hold.
All right, we're going to bring Dana DC on hold in. Dana from DC, check that out. Ah, we get everything rolling fine like that. But what's going on with you, Dana?
Well, I just finished producing a new doctor series called Every Day is October. And you can go to everydayisoctober.com and watch the performance. It's a half-hour doctor series on breast cancer. And it's very powerful, and we celebrate life. There's 13 women who showcase living with cancer. So I'm one of the executive producers and the host of the show.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited about it because I know we're changing lives with this show. So, you know, every Tuesday, like, come hang out with Jimmy Lee.
Talking to me Tuesday with Dana Devine on the building. What's the time looking like, Ebony?
Your production assistant, Ebony Tillman, is the bomb.
Work.
Big shout out to Ebony Tillman. Worldwide.
We doing it big. We got Dana from DC that you're holding on. I might need DX. I might need MJ. Move, shout out, right back.
And they want to bring Dana in. I can click her in. And I really can't hear it, and I can hear it from this point on. I didn't even hear you. I hope everybody can hear me. People said it. Hey, Dana. Hey, Dana. Dana, 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 you there?
Happy birthday,
hey,
Jimmy. Ellen.
Oh, dang.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Right on, Dana.
Happy birthday, Jimmy Lee. Coming to D.C. Happy birthday to you.
What's up, Dana? Yeah, I appreciate that, Dana. Thank you for calling in. Since you're free. Hey, Dana, are you free from the service now? Are you free now?
I don't know if I'm free yet. I guess supposedly I'm free. I'm still waiting for my last freedom papers.
I don't know.
And if I don't get them soon, I'm hoping that Harriet Tubman will come and take me to the Underground Railroad and keep it moving.
Let's check that out. Well, Dana, I might now... I'm in an undisclosed location. I got a brand new studio. And right now,
oh, my God, congratulations.
And I got a hot studio. And if you're on the background, it became a surprise Jimbo birthday. I thought
oh,
I'd have
so
my little...
Oh, that's so wonderful. That is so wonderful, Jimmy.
Right. It's kind of live. You know, I got the Republican nomination. The GOP is down with Jimmy Lee finally. It's me and Bobby Russ, 2014, finally. I turned my petitions in. No one challenged me. So from this point on, Dana, I'm, you know, you get the service. Come on, leave. And come on down here and get me elected to the first congressional district. What's up with that?
All right, Jimmy. You know I got your back, and I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. You deserve it.
Well, thank you, Dana. But check this out. I get shout out to the GOP for not even having anyone to run against me and not nominate nobody to run against me, which gives me ample time to pass my message to all the Democratic citizens in Cook County. You know what I'm saying? It's all, well, I got Dennis Vine on the phone. I got Dennis Vine in my face. I got Dennis from D.C. in the ear. But the strategy is this, Dennis Vine. The strategy is to get the Democrats to realize that it's in their best interest to send somebody to the majority to make sure that resources come back. It don't make no sense to play a game to send somebody to a situation where they can tell you that I cannot bring nothing home because I'm not in the majority, and then therefore we lose. I'm making on the intellectual black voter to realize that you get a Tillman, you ain't getting no time, you're getting resources back. And why not send Jim Lee to the majority? You send Jim Lee to the majority and you get resources back. That's why you send Jim Lee to D.C. Jim Lee to D.C.
Jim Lee to D.C.
Yeah, Jim Lee to D.C. All right, give it to me. Give it to me, Dana.
That's right, and you deserve it, Jimmy.
Well, you know, Dana, I ain't frank, Dana. I ain't lying. I am excited. You know, when I started my campaign, it was all about getting where I'm at right now. And now I'm at where I'm at right now. I feel good. I feel good. Mimi feel good. Dee Dee feel good. I got Emmy. She's feeling good. Gigi feeling good. Dana and Divine feeling good. Dana from D.C. feeling good. I got Ooh up in the building. Ooh, he broke out. We got Ooh up in the building. I'm going to bring them all in a minute. Hey, no, Em, if you don't want to bring it down, not a problem. We can also bring DX and make sure we get MJ in the building. Anyway, Dana, you on vacation or you world traveling? What you doing?
No, I'm not on vacation. I'm still working on my case regarding why I was abused.
Well, Dana, I understand that you were on a case why you was abused.
And I don't know if you saw in the newspaper, but the one who came and broke into my house with the base police, he was just fired from his job. But he's not the only one.
Wow.
Captain Thomas Craig, he was just fired from his position as the executive officer of the Naval Health Clinic Quantico. But that article didn't mention the fact that he broke and entered into my house with people that had guns to threaten me. But I'm not going to talk about that on your birthday, Jimmy. But I want to say this, that he was not the only one. There's some other people, Captain Mary Neal, Captain Marvin Jones, Captain Kathy Becker, and some other ones that were involved. But this is your birthday, so we're not going to talk about Captain William Hoster. We're not going to talk about Admiral Nathan. We're not going to talk about none of those folks. We're just going to talk about Jimmy Lee on his way to D.C. and happy birthday.
Oh, Dana. I appreciate you wishing me happy birthday. And I'm trying to see what can I rock. Hey, Dana, you're a fan of the Underground. Give me a song. I got 15 minutes to go. I'm going to walk back in after the next cut. And I got DX, I got MJ. Hey, Ebony, you listening over there?
Okay, wait. Did you ever listen to that Beyonce song?
Man, we ain't playing Beyonce. We on the ground, D.
Okay, we
got to
go underground.
Let me get your song, Emmy. Fire
you
in my
play
eyes.
Guilty. You got to play Guilty.
Dirty Blessing in Box Chevy. Or She's Bad.
Oh, you got to play She's Bad. That's my favorite song, Jimmy.
Either She's Bad or Fire in the Eyes.
You gotta say She's Bad because she is bad.
Oh, we're in a brand new studio, Dana. Hey, please forgive us, everybody, for the technical difficulties we have.
She bad. Box Chevy. She bad and she know it.
She's bad. Dream girl, you can be my Beyonce. Buddy and Clyde, hey, we can get money. Take off first class flight, we getting bloody. Body like Toya with a face like Lauren London. Got Megan good lips, wanna see him waist deep. Make him feel safety. Shout it bad like Stacey. I dance like AP. And girl, you cool as AC. She bad
and she know it.
She's bad.
So I'ma blame it on the alcohol. She was about 5 feet, she was standing yay tall. Long hair, fat ass, but her waist was very small. And Jamie say I always fall for your type. And you might be the one that I call wife. Psych, this the life on tricking off the night. She bad girl, glow bad, she always trying to fight.
She bad and she know it.
She's bad.
She bad and she know it.
She's bad.
She's bad,
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 Yeah. Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. I'm in Move Studios. I got my man. TG in the building. And let me try to get him plugged in on the mic. Ooh-wop. Here you go, ooh-wop. Earphones and mic. Earphones and mic. All right, DX. What's going on, ooh-wop? What'd it be like? Well, you got the new cut that we're trying to check out. Hold on. Hey. Is Tark phone on?
Here we go.
I'm trying to get it live now. I don't know. I ain't heard him. Hey, see his phone is on. We got Uwak, Vincent, and some other cuts to get eat by the
bread. There's mute button. There we go.
Okay.
Mute button was
my bad, people. I'm back online. First one is Dope, also known as Crack Music, with we and my guy Ill Lit, and we call ourselves the Senate. And also the other song is called Introducer, and that's a banger right there. I really like the Introducer. We got a little Megatron in there, and my guy Ill Lit in it again. He did the track. No, Joe Blackley did the track. I'm sorry. My guy Ill Lit did Crack Music, the Dope track. And what we did a little sample with Jay, and it's real hot right now. Like I said, me and him together, we call ourselves the Senate.
Okay.
It's like also on Reckless, Method Man, and Red Man, spread out of Chicago type thing, you know?
What about Move Studio? Hey, get these guys moving in there, if I fade out. What about the studio in there, man?
Move Studio is real lovely. Y'all cats got to come on down. They have a real nice price for recording time. Check them out on Facebook. It's real lovely down there, real intimate spot, you know, comfortable. No crazy stuff going on. You all will enjoy yourself. Just come get it in if y'all some beat monsters.
What
y'all can't
about,
kill
what
a boot, don't
about
do it.
Underground coming down here, TK?
What's happening?
What do you think about us being down here? Underground.
Oh, we... Man, this is lovely.
Right.
I love it now, you know what I'm saying? It's real comfortable. It's laid back. I love it. I love the whole vibe, you know what I'm saying? This is stuff you can get some right on in this building. It's my guy Jimmy's birthday. Everybody chilling for the birthday, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm loving
it.
I'm loving the whole vibe, man.
Real cool guy. We got DX. Yo, DX. Let me grab the mic. My time's running out, man.
Bring
you
the
know, we're in your building. Mm-hmm. You know, you provide. You find your spot for us, man. Man, tell us.
Man, look at
me. We still undisclosed. Mm-hmm. I ain't giving the address now, but because I'm loving the luxury that I'm living in.
Look, man.
Land back.
Look here, man. Even if they knew where it was, they wouldn't think that we was down where we at, dog.
Okay.
They would. We when you come through them doors, you transform into another world.
I
you
feel
know
it.
That just like I do.
Man,
you know what I'm
feel it.
You transform into another world. You know what I'm saying? But we have
right.
Boom Studios. You know, if you in the mood, you need some recording time. You know, all you got to do is hit us up 312-282-5574. And we got you 100% recording, mixing, editing, comfortable environment, reasonable rate, and man, you get an engineer that's gonna cater to your needs. So that's what we all about, no doubt.
Well, you know, this is the second day we've been in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to go Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to Island Bug Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing big things, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're doing big things, and you know, and then maybe we can showcase that educational side of my man. You know, also DX down with the Black Republican movement. I ain't gonna throw his ass out there in GOP, but
you ain't got to. You man, I do it myself.
Right.
And then if you wanna be realistic, most black people
really have Republican values. They just don't know it.
Right.
That's all it's all about. You know what I'm saying? They doing the Democratic thing because that's traditionally where they go. But if they do the research and realize what's really going on, they would be on the Republican side. But that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Well, listen, we know who he is. Julio, we're talking about a GOP tip. But again, is that educational CD still pumping?
Let me get that out there right now. And in 2007,
midnight.
I did a educational CD for our students that need some help
midnight.
With mathematics. Because multiplication is the foundation of mathematics, and a lot of our students didn't know it. So I created a CD with hip-hop beats, things that concepts
can
relate to.
Yes, so.
And, you know, it's been pumping ever since. You know, and if they need to get at me, if they want a CD, they can order the CD Baby. It's on iTunes. All you have to do is type in Little D Learning. That's LILD Learning. Or you can go to littledlearning.com and you can purchase from there too.
All right, all right. Let me bring have the little earphones off. Terry, go ahead now. I mean, Terry, I'm just getting a feel for it. Let's get Ebony School Girl shout out.
Jimmy.
Ebony, you set up arms and you got. There we go. Make sure we're on time. Hit me time's running out.
Well, hey, it's good to be here. Happy birthday, Jimmy Lee. I am in the Move Studio, where the movement is going down with Jimmy Lee's Underground. But I know we only got a little bit of time left, and I want to be able to invite everybody out to come enjoy Ebony Scrooge at the Harold Washington Cultural Center this weekend. The shows are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sundays at 5 p.m. And this Saturday was going to be our evening. Cooley High is coming in February. And we're going to do it nostalgia style, where they're looking back 50 years when Cold Cheese was killed under the train tracks. Hey, you can log on to BroadwayandBrownsville.com to find out more information about upcoming shows. And I want to say I love you. I thank you. Thank you for having me on this show.
Kill it.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Earl.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. Cause darling, I love you.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop, yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it. Comes around for a man to be a man, takes back
shade your memory. And I never knew the sweetest love was the first. So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Oh, baby, I've got you to blame. And I'm calling, calling at your name. Oh, he's so gentle.